Today's shiur is Masechta Makos Daf Yud Tes. We will begin on Daf Yud Ches on the Beis Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, the bottom line. We continue speaking about Bikurim. And the Torah Kedosha calls Bikurim Truma. And by the Torah Kedosha calling Bikurim Truma, it teaches us that the halachas of Truma apply to Bikurim as well. And Truma, the halacha is that a Zohar who eats Truma is Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim. So the question the Gemara begins with is, Amar of Adab, Amar of Yitzchak, Bikurim, at what point are Bikurim called Bikurim, that if Me'em is a Chayav and Aleim, at what point do they attain the status of Bikurim, that if a Zohar were to eat from them, they would be Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim? Says the Gemara, Mishiyiru B'nei Habayis. From the time that they are brought in to the Azor of the Beis HaMikdash. Tosis points out that the question of the Gemara also has relevance to what we've been discussing, that a Kohen who eats the Truma, eats the Bikurim before he's allowed to, will get Malkus. And again, here too, the Gemara's question is, at what point does the Bikurim obtain the status of Bikurim, that if the Kohen were to eat it before he's allowed to, he would get Malkus? And the Gemara is saying is Mishiyur Pnei Bayis, from when it comes into the Azara. Says the Gemara, Kaman, whose opinion is that? Follow, says the Gemara, Ki Hai Tana follows the opinion, the Tanya Rebbe Lezer, the Tanya Rebbe Lezer, Oimer, Rebbe Lezer discussing the Bikurim, says, Bikurim Miktosim B'chutz Miktosim B'fnim, if part of the Bikurim are in the Beis HaMikdash and some are not, the part the part that has not yet entered the base hamigdash, the azara, kechulin chel devrayim, it's considered like chulin. That, and of course, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky says in the Sefer Derech Amuna, it doesn't mean that the chulin is something that everybody may eat. The Yisrael may eat chulin. So he says it doesn't mean that they're treated full-fledged chulin, because chulin may be eaten under all circumstances. This, even though it doesn't have the status of Bikurim, it's still not allowed to be eaten by a Zohar. The point is that they don't have the Chiv of Truma, that there should be a Chiv Meis B'dei Shemayim, Shebefnim, but what is in the Azara, Harein Kehegdish L'chol Devreim, they're considered like Hegdish, and since they are considered like Hegdish, they're considered Bikurim, they're considered Truma, somebody eats them, is Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. There's a machlokes rishonim, how to understand miktosim b'chutz, miktosim b'fnim. There are really two opinions in the rishonim. One opinion in the rishonim is that all the bikurim are in one box. We keep on learning in our shurim that the bikurim were brought in salin, were poured in baskets. And what is happening here is that they're in one basket, but part of the basket is in the Azara, and part of the basket is not in the Azara, and the part that's in the Azara has the status of Bikurim. And the part that's outside the Azara does not have the status of Bikurim. But there are different Rishonim that don't follow that approach in understanding our Gemara. And the reason they don't follow that approach in understanding our Gemara, because there's a concept that is taught in more than one place in Shas, of Eged Kli Shmei Eged. Everything that is in one box, everything that's in one container is considered like one. And therefore they say that if part of the box is in the Azara and part of the box is outside the Azara, it's going to be considered as if it's completely in the Azara. And therefore they explain the Gemara, we're talking about two bundles of Bikurim. And one bundle is in the Azara, and one bundle is outside the Azara. And the halacha is that the one that's in the Azara is going to have Kedushas Bikurim, and the other one won't. So I saw that the Sefer Chashuki Chemed asks, if we're going to say Eged Keli Shmei Eged, what would be the halacha? He says that if somebody, when it comes to Purim, we know that the obligation of Shalach Manas says that you should bring two different foods, What happens if you put both of those foods in one container? If we say Eged, Keli, Shmai, Eged, will that be considered that everything is one thing? And therefore, it's going to be considered that even though you have two different foods in that container, it's still going to be considered only like one. And he says that he asked this question to Rabbi Yosef Zatzal, and the Shevet Alevi, he says, discusses this Shaila as well in Chel Gimel Simon Tzadik Vav. He says, when we speak about Eged Keli, being if everything in one container is considered one, he says that's a unique halacha that it combines everything to be considered one. We can't look at them separately. He says it has no bearing on what we are discussing in Shalach Manas. Because Shalach Manas, the point of Shalach Manas is that we want to give a significant gift to someone else. And a significant gift means at least two different types of food. That has no bearing on how many containers the food is in. And even if all of the food that's being given is in one container, that as long as there are two manos, as long as there are two different types of food, you will fulfill the obligation of Shalach Manas. Amar Rashashis, going back to a subject that we discussed in our previous year, what is the essential part of the bringing of the Bikurim that until that point the Kohen may not eat from the Bikurim? So Amar Rashashis, Bikurim HaNochem HaKeves Ben. As we described in our previous year, the Bikurim were put down next to the Mizbeach, and the Gemara is saying the Bikurim, the Nochem HaKeves Behem, that putting it down by the Mizbeach is what's critical, is what's essential. Kriya, but saying the Parashas Bikurim, Eim HaKeves Behem, is not what is essential. Says the Markuman, whose opinion does that follow? Says the Gemara, Kahai Tanya follows the opinion, the Tanya B'yosi Omer, Shlosh Dvarim Shem Shlosh Zakenim. He taught us three different halachas from three different zakenim. First halacha is Rishmal Omer Yochel Yala Adam Maisi Sheni Bizman Azeh B'Yushlaim Yechlenu. The halacha is that in the first and the second, and the fourth and the fifth years of the Shemitah cycle, we have to take Maisi Sheni. And the halacha of Maisi Sheni is that it's brought up to Yerushalayim and it's eaten, or the money. You redeem the Maaseh Sheni and use the money, that money in Yerushalayim for food. So we would think that this halacha continues to apply even Bizman Hazeh, where we don't have a base of Migdash. But Dunhu, and we can make the following argument. Bechar Tuna Havas Makam, the Bechar has to be brought to Yerushalayim. And Maaseh Sheni Ton Havas Makam. And the halacha is the Maaseh has to be that Maaseh Sheni has to be brought to Yerushalayim. Ma b'chor einen el b'fnei abayis. The halacha b'chor is only applicable when the Beis Hamikdash is standing, because the b'chor, as we often discuss, is brought as a carbon, and since it's brought as a carbon, it has the halacha of a carbon that has to be brought when there's a mizbeach. Ma b'chor einen el b'fnei abayis. Af meiser. So too will we say regarding Maaseh Sheni that it's El B'fnei Bais, it's only applicable when the Beis HaMikdash is standing. But ask the Gemara, we could make a different argument. Mal B'chor Shekein Ton Matan Dom Ve'emrim El Gab Mizbeach. As we just said, a B'chor is a carbon, and a carbon is brought on the Mizbeach, whereas Maaseh Sheni is not a carbon. So Bikurim Yechiruchu, says the Gemara, will bring a Raya from Bikurim. Because Bikurim obviously are fruit, they need to be, there's no carbon, there's no Mizbech element to it, but it only applies with Mancha Beis HaMikdash HaYakayim. Because as Rashi explains, the Torah says, Lifnei Mizbech Hashem Elokecha. So we see that we need a Mizbech to have Bikurim, says the Gemara. But you can't bring a Raya from Bikurim to Meiser, because as we've been saying, Ma Bikurim Shekein Ton Hanocha. The part of the procedure of the Bikurim is that it has to be put down on the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. Tamaloymer. So we again can't learn from there. Says the Gemara, we can't learn from Bikurim, nor can we learn from Bichar. So we learned Alokha Maaseh Sheni, because the Torah Kedoshah says, Tamaloymer v'chalta v'fnei Hashem elokecha Masa de Gancha to Rosh Vitzarecha Bekaris Bekarch Vitzayncha Makish Maisa Lebechar. We compared Halacha Maisa to Halacha Bechar. Ma Bechar Eina El Befnei Abayis. Just like the Halacha that Bechar only applies when the Beis HaMikdash is standing. Af Maiser Eina El Befnei Abayis. It only applies when the Beis HaMikdash is standing. Vim Isa, if the Halacha is that the Kriya is essential by Bikurim, Lifrach, we could have asked Mala Bikurim, Shatunan Kriya Vanocha, that the fact is, and that we can't have. The fact that Gemara didn't ask that question is a proof that it's not essential. Amar Ravashi says the Gemara, I understand what you're saying. Near the Kuvaleka, you could say that they're not essential, but everybody has to agree that that is a part of the procedure. Mitzvah Mileka, everybody agrees that there's a mitzvah, that that's the way it's supposed to be brought. And therefore, Leim Mitzvah Lifrach, we should have said, Ma'ale Bikurim Sheesh Ben Mitzvah L'Kroy L'Niach, that Bikurim have that mitzvah, and Maisa doesn't. Ela Amar Ravashi, the reason the Gemara didn't say that, is Deika Bikuri Ager. Because when the Ger brings Bikurim, the Halacha the Gemara is saying at this point is, that he said he can't say the Pashas Mikra Bikurim. The Baal HaMeimah, when he says, part of the Parsha, the Mikra Bikurim, is they says, Kivasi Alaris HaShinishba Hashem Lavaseinu, V'loi Motzi Leimer, he can't say that, because he's a Ger, his forefathers, the Eretz Yisrael, was not promised to his forefathers. And therefore, there is going to be example where everybody will agree that there is no mitzvah, to say the Parsha Bikurim, like Psikale, and therefore it wasn't mentioned as part of the question. So Gemara now introduced a consideration. Does a Ger, when he brings Bikurim, say Ashenish Belavaseinu? And the Halacha the Gemara is suggesting is that since he can't say Ashenish Belavaseinu, he doesn't say the Parsha Mikra Bikurim. The Yerushalmi, however, on the Mishnah Masecht Bikurim, quotes an opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that the Ger does say. And that, Ashenish Belavaseinu, and that is the opinion of the Rambam. And in fact, the Ritva says that our Gemara is only following the opinion of certain Tanoim, but Rabbi Yehuda, and that's according to whom the Gemara is going here, Rabbi Yehuda will say that the Ger can't say it. Taisus disagrees. That Taisus suggests that even Rabbi Yehuda, who agrees that the Ger could say Ashenish Belavaseinu, there's a difference here, and therefore, according to Taisus, and that's the Halacha, that a Ger, when he says Tefillah, he could say Alekeinu Velekei Veseinu, when he davens, when he says Berachas Hamazon, but here there's an extra wording. The extra wording is Ashenish Belavaseinu Loses Lanu. And since we have the wording of Ashenish Belavaseinu Loses Lanu, it changes the entire situation. That is really too much for Ger to be allowed to say. So the Gemara asked that the Gemara wanted to say that the Chiyav, connect the Chiyav of Maisa from Bechor. And we said we can't learn from Bechor because Bechor is a carbon. So the Gemara said we should learn from Bikurim, and we said we can't learn from Bikurim, Bikurim needs Hanocha. But ask the Gemara, we have orphan and Shas, Vilahed Dina. We have orphan and Shas, something that's called a Tzad HaShava. A Tzad HaShava is, we look for the common denominator, and we should say, Loi Rizek Rizeh, Veloi Rizek Rizeh. So Bikurim is not like Bechor, because Bikurim is not put on, is not brought as a carbon, and Bechor is not like Bikurim, because Bechor doesn't have the halacha of Kriya and Anocha, but the Tzad HaShava, Tasi B'mad Tzad HaShava, that they both are brought to the Beis HaMikdash and are only applicable when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, so too should be the halacha of Ma'aseh Sheni. Why didn't we learn that way? And the Tzad makes a very interesting point. He says, actually, what the Gemara did, the Gemara says, when the Gemara saw that we can't learn from Bechor, we can't learn from Bikurim, the Gemara taught a Hekesh. And the Ritva points out that when we have an option of two different types of limudim, we can learn a hekesh or we can learn a mamitzinu. A hekesh is a much more powerful way of learning. He explains that the Gemara teaches us a rule, the aim is shivan ala hekesh. We cannot ask a question on a hekesh, but we can ask a hekesh. We can learn a hekesh. We can ask a question on mamatzinu. So the question is, why doesn't the Gemara just say, now that we have a hekesh, that's a preferable way of learning? To which the Ritva says, that actually is correct. The reason the Gemara didn't say it says the Ritva is because the Gemara just reanalyzing what we learned at the beginning. Why couldn't we learn? Why couldn't we learn with a mamatzinu? So the Gemara, the reason we couldn't have is mishum dekla mefrach mal latzad shavish behen. When we speak about bikurim, when we speak about bechor sheken yesh ben tzad mizbeach, there's something to be part of. There's a relationship to the mizbeach. This has no relationship to the mizbeach. So ask the Gemara, what was the reason to assume? Why is it posher to the Gemara that v'char doesn't apply b'zman hazeh, and ma'ase sheni does? Why would we think that they should be treated differently? Says the Gemara, ikasavar, if we follow kedusha rishonim, that when they came back to Israel in the time of Ezra, that remained, that the kedusha the Beis Hamikdash got at that point, kitchel shata, the kitchel asalavai, that kedusha remains forever. I feel bechor nami. So then the halacha should be that the bechor should be applicable afilu bizman hazeh, because in a situation that even though we don't have the base of Mikdash, maybe we could put up a mizbeach. That's the simple way of learning the Gemara and bring the bechor. If we believe that kedusha expired, then I feel bechor nami tabai. So why are we suggesting that bechor? What are we saying should be halacha about bechor? Says the Gemara, I'm reading a lot of kitchel shat of like kitchel aslovai. Fahacha, we're speaking here about a unique situation. Bechor shenizrak dama kaidim churban abayis, that the blood was put on before the churban and then churv abayis, vadaim besar kayim, and the meat is still there. Ma damim mizbeach. So the halacha is that since by Bechor it says, as damam tizrak al mizbeach besar miyulacha, so we learn from here, ma dam mizbeach, just like the basar has the meat can only be eaten when there could be zrikas adam, and since zrikas adam at this point would not be passable, ap basar mizbeach, and then as we learn makash ma'isa lebechor, then we learn ma'isa from bechor. Ask the Gemara, but in kachim there's a rule that something that's learned with a hekesh cannot go further. So how, asked the Gemara, can we learn here the Meiser from Bechor, which is learned from a Hekish? Says the Gemara, Meiser dogen chulim. Meiser is not considered Hekish. Meiser, as we keep on discussing, can be eaten by anybody. And since it could be eaten by anybody, that's why it's not considered Hekish, and the rules of the double Hekish aren't applicable. So according to the Manda Omer that says that we go according to what we learn, so Maisi Sheni is Chulin. We don't look at what the subject that's being taught about. We look at the subject which is the teacher, which is the Bechor, Michael Meimer, and it says the Gemara, Dam and Basar Chadim Milsehi, Dam and Basar are one and the same, and therefore it's not like we separate between the dam and the basar, and we're learning the basar from the dam, but rather the dam and the basar are considered all one. So we're learning from here. The Gemara is teaching us kucha rishayna kucha l'shata, the kucha l'asalavai, that the kedusha of Yerushalayim, the kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash remains forever. But it's important to point out, as I said, that this halacha, a kedusha rishayna, a kucha l'shata, a kucha l'asalavai, only applies to the Kedusha of Ezra, the Kedusha that Ezra gave to him when the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt in his time. But the first Kedusha doesn't remain for everybody. Why? So I saw that the Rav Shlomo Zalman explains why is there a difference between these, the when Yeshua's Kedusha, that Kedusha applied, and this Kedusha doesn't apply. He says that what happened by the in the time of Purim, we know that Klal Yisrael, the Gemara says, Kimu v'Kiblu, the Gemara Masechet Megillah explains that by the time of Purim, Klal Yisrael will makabel the Torah again. What does it mean that Klal Yisrael will makabel the Torah again? The Gemara explains they will makabel Torah beratzen. They accepted the Torah happily. They didn't accept the Torah b'kfiyah. They didn't accept the Torah because they were forced to accept the Torah. They did it willingly. So he says, when they were in Eretz Yisrael the first time, Rav Shlomo Zalman explains, and then they were sent into Golus, there was nothing to keep their connection. And since there was nothing to keep that very strong connection, the Halach is expired when they went to Golus. But the second Golus, they, even though they went to Golus, but they still had the Torah that they accepted willingly, that remains forever. I also saw that the Sefer Divrei Yisrael from the Majid Rebbe in the Sefer Klolei Araisa says Kedusha Rishona, Kitchel HaShatav, Kitchel HaSalavai is a very important lesson for life. And that is that the Torah, the Gemara is teaching us that the way we live our life at when we are young and we have a strong foundation, Kitchel HaShatav, that Kedusha remains for Lost Lovai. If a person gives himself and his children that strong foundation, it remains forever. The Pasuk in Parashat Lech Lecha says, V'yera Hashem al Avram, V'yoyim al Azarecha, Etein, Es Haaretz Azois, V'yivin Shem Azbeach. And I saw that Mepharshim asked that the Pasuk then says, Ki Eskola Aretz, Ashat At the Royal Lechat Nan al Zarecha Ar Oilam. The Torah says, when the first Torah tells Avram Avinu, I'm going to give you Eretz Yisrael, it only speaks about Avram Avinu himself getting Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't speak about Ad Olam. It doesn't speak about future generations. When it speaks about the second time when the Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving him this Haftacha, it says Ad Olam. And the question is, why is there a difference between these two times? So the Sefer Kolrina explains, based on our Gemara, Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling Avram Avinu, I'm going to give you Eretz Yisrael. The first time he was referring and giving him an Eretz Yisrael, he was talking about when we went in the time of Yeshua. And as we're discussing in our Shia today, that was a Kedusha that expired. But the second Kedusha is the Kedusha of Ezra, which remains Kitch L'Shat V'Kitch L'Lovi, remains forever. That's why the first time it doesn't say Ad Olam, and the second time it does say Ad Olam. The Gemara says, Dam u'basar, we shouldn't look at Dam and Basar as two separate parts of the carbon. Chada Milsahi. So Rabbi Yosef Engel explains why indeed are the Dam and the Basar of the carbon considered Chada Milsa, why they considered one thing. So he explains, we often have in Shas the concept when the Gemara speaks about the dam of a carbon, that the dam is matter. The zrika, we often discuss in our shiurim that the zrika is what makes us be able to eat the basar. When the permissibility of something is dependent on something else, that makes them into one. If the dam is the matter of the basar, that's why the Gemara could say damu bat basar. The Mishnah taught us that if somebody eats kachim kachim outside of the Azara, or kachim kalim and maisisheni outside Yerushalayim, there's a chiv malchus. Ask the Gemara, Tanina Chadazinra. We already learned at the beginning of a perek that Maisa Sheni v'Hegdish Lo Niftu, you get Malkus. So the question is, why is it necessary to teach us this halacha another time? Answers the Gemara Amar Rabbi Yosef B'Chanina Sefer Maisa Sheni Tor. The Sefer speaking about a situation where the Maisa Sheni is Tor, but the Gavra, the person who's eating it, is Tor. The Ka'achol, and we have a Tor individual eating Maisa Sheni Tor, Chutz L'Choyma, outside of Yerushalayim, without properly, without redeeming it. Whereas the Reisha is speaking about Maisa Sheni Tameh, where the Maisa Sheni is Tameh, but the Gavra is Tameh, the Ka'achol is Yerushalayim, and he's eating the Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim. So there the issue is not the place, but the tumah. Says the Gemara, "Umenolam the mechayv lemishum tameh." How do we know that if somebody eats Maisa Sheni when he's tameh, he's chayiv malchus? Says the Gemara, the Tanya of Shimon Omer. The pasuk says that at the fourth year and in the Shemitah year, the aloch is that we have to say we have any mice truma maisra that we have in the warehouses has to be taken out, and after it's taken out, the halacha is that we and distributed. You say the parasha of Vidi Maisa, and part of that Vidi Maisa is V'loy Ma'arti Meni B'Tamei. I did not eat from the Maisa when I was Tamei. Ben Shani Tamei. Whether I, the individual, ate from it is Tamei V'Hu Tor. Ben Shani Tor V'Hu Tamei. And it's very interesting if we look at Rashi on this world, on this word Tor. Rashi says here, Yosu Nishmosu B'Tahara. This is where Rashi passed away. But also, Nishmaima, he went to Shemaim, he passed away. Like Pirish Yosef. Says the Gemara, says the Chidah, what this Gemara is teaching us, is what we're learning here is that Rashi, Rashi was Nifter, he was learning Masechta Makkos. That was the Masechta he was learning when he was Nifter. And he passed away when he learned this word Tahor, representing the Rashi, Torah is the epitome of Tahara. Says the Gemara, the Hechem Muzer, where does the Pasuk say that if somebody is Tamei, he gets Malkus, feeding mice that way? The Hechem Muzer al Achila, any idea? Says the Gemara, I don't know, but even though I don't have a Pasuk that says it explicitly, that's the halacha. Says the Gemara, how do you know? Why would you say that you don't know? Tumas aguf badiksev. Doesn't it say beferish in the pasuk that somebody who's tamei may not eat maaser sheni? The Targum Dosha says v'negei b'chol tamei nefesh oy isha shetetsim v'men shikh v'zera oy isha shiyga b'chol sheretz shiyit malai oy be'adam shiyit malai l'chol tamasai. Nefesh ashet tegba v'tama ad erev lo yochem and akotshim kim rochatz b'sar b'mayim. So the Torah tells us that we may not eat meiser as long as with tamei. The only difference is that by meiser, by karbonis, if somebody was tamei and he goes to the mikvah, but he's still considered a tful yoim and he needs harav shemesh, he needs the day to end for him to be able to eat. Here, he doesn't have to have Harav Shemesh, he could eat mice immediately. Ella, says the Gemara, indeed, to tell us that somebody who's Tomei may not eat mice sheni, we indeed have a Pasuk. The question is, Betumas Atzmai, how do we know if the mice is Tomei may not be eaten? Minayin, how do we know that halacha? Says the Gemara, Diksiv. The Pasuk says, L'such halacha b'sherecha masa d'gantcha v'tarosh v'tzarecha. L'halon, and the Torah when it speaks about a Bechor who's a Baal Mum, Hoimer, b'sherecha toichlena atomev atoa yachtav. B'tanya debay Rebishmo, and the Brisa in Rebishmo's yeshiva taught us, afil atomev atar oichlen b'kara achas, atomev and atar individual could eat the meiser, could eat b'char from one plate, vein choshin, there's nothing to worry about. Because even though the aloch is a b'char that becomes a balmum, the aloch is that a bechor that's a healthy animal is given to the kohen brings it as a carbon and eats the meat. But if it becomes a bamum, the halacha is, on one hand, it has some vestige of kedusha. You're not allowed to cut the wool. You're not allowed to work with that animal. But on the other hand, it could be eaten by anybody, and it could be eaten betumah. And therefore, at this point, that even though the person is tameh, the halacha is, or if the animal becomes tameh, the halacha is, it may be eaten. The kamarachmana, and the Torah saying, that what is mutter by the bechor is not mutter by ma'aser sheni. Hech tamei the shor legabatar hasam, the tuma that's mutter by the bechor ba mum, hachal teichel is not permissible by ma'aser. So we see that just like a bechor that's a ba mum may be eaten, whether the bechor became a bamum, or the person, whether the bechor is tamei, the meat became tamei, or the person eating it is tamei, so too is the halacha by meiser. In both cases, it may not be eaten. The Mishnah at the beginning of the perek said that you get malchus from meiser sheni veeg d'shloi niftu, that and we explained that's talking about meiser sheni tamei that was eaten in Yerushalayim. And when the Mishnah says Shloi Niftu, the Mishnah seems to say that it could have been redeemed. But that's not true, because the halacha is that Maisa Sheni, once it's in Yerushalayim, we can no longer be paid it. We can no longer redeem it. Uminolon, so ask the Gemara, because it's, so we see from here, the Maisa Sheni that's Tohor, once it's in Yerushalayim, cannot be redeemed. But while it's, if it's Tamei, even though it's in Yerushalayim, it can be redeemed. Ask the Menolan, for where do we know this halacha? Menolan, the Bar Pediyahu, how do we know the Ma'aser Sheni that's Tamei, even though it's in Yerushalayim, we may still be poided. Domer Belezer, Menayin, the Ma'aser Sheni Shanitma, Shepoidin, I saw a field of Yerushalayim. Hamaloima kalei suchel seisoi, and the vein says kalei suchel seisoi ki yichem mechem makom hashiyifka Hashem lekecha loshim shmoi sham nasat b'kasef. That's the pasuk that teaches us that loch the ma'aser sheni can be redeemed. Vein says, and the word says mizachila shenemar, as the pasuk says by Yosef, that the brothers came to buy food, and the pasuk calls of Yisa Masois meis ponov, and that the Torah is saying, if it can't be eaten, the reason it can't be eaten is because it become tamei, then the halacha is that you could still be paid it even though it's already in Yerushalayim. There's a machloikis in the mefarshim, how to understand this Gemara. Is this a special halacha that if ma'aser sheni becomes tamei, and even though we normally, as we keep on repeating, cannot be paid the ma'aser sheni once it's in Yerushalayim, if it's tamei, we can. But is this a special din that was only said by Toma? Or is it any situation that the ma'aser sheni becomes inedible, we could be paid it in Yerushalayim? Amrab, baby Amrabaya. Nayin al ma'aser sheni shetosh shepoidin oisoi filip si'ach chutz l'choyma. How do we know if we're just one step away that from Yerushalayim we could still redeem it? It doesn't depend, because the question that's bothering the Gemara, explained to Rishonim, the Torah uses the words kiyirchak mecha makim. Why may you be paid the ma'aser sheni? Because it's far away. But here we're just one step away from Yerushalayim. Maybe the halacha ought to be that then also we can't be paid it. Says the Gemara, the pasuk says kiloy sucha l'seisoy. What's required is carrying it to Yerushalayim. As long as it's in a situation where it needs to be carried into Yerushalayim, the halacha tells us that we could still be paided. But ask the Gemara, how can we say that this, we're learning from here two different drashas, that ma'aser sheni that's tamei, we could redeem in Yerushalayim, And even if something that, if we even were just one step away from Yerushalayim, we could still be part of the Ma'aser Sheni. But ask the Gemara, as we know, we can't learn two halachas for one pasuk. So how are we learning here two different halachas from this pasuk? Ask the Gemara, how many by Lechad Belezer? Don't we need this pasuk to teach us that when Ma'aser Sheni is Tamei, we could redeem it even Yerushalayim? Answers the Gemara, if that's all what the pasuk was here to teach us, why did the Torah use a different type of wording for food, the word se'esa, to teach us the second halacha, that even if it's one step out of Yerushalayim, we could still be paided. So ask the Gemara, yes, that's a wonderful observation. And yes, maybe that's what the pasuk is saying. And maybe say, ask the Gemara, it's only coming to teach us that halacha, that as long as the Ma'aser Sheni is not in Yerushalayim, we could be paided, and nothing to do if it became Tamei and now in Yerushalayim. Answers the Gemara, if that's what the pasuk was only coming to teach us, if the point is being able to carry it, the right word would be litloi. The fact that the Torah uses this very unique wording, Shmamina, Tati, we learn two halachas. One halacha is that as long as the Ma'aser Sheni is even just one step out of Yerushalayim, we could still be paided, redeem it. And the other halacha is that even if it is already in Yerushalayim, but if it's Tamei, we could redeem it. What's the halacha if it's on the entrance to Yerushalayim? Says the Gemara, Pshita. Says the Gemara, who bechutz, if the person is outside of Yerushalayim, or masa befnim, but the Ma'aser Sheni is already in Yerushalayim, kultur mechitzis, that it becomes part of Yerushalayim, and you can no longer be paided. Hu befnim, if the person is in Yerushalayim, a masa bechutz, but the Ma'aser itself is outside Yerushalayim, how do we look at mahu? Says the Gemara, tana luhu saba. So there was a Saba, Taisus teaches us that when the Gemara says Tanalu Saba, it means Eliyahu Navi. Tanalu Saba b'debei Reb Shimon ben Yochai. The pasuk says Ki yirchem mcha makayim. Mcha means mimelecha. The what you carry is mimelecha, and therefore the halacha is it makes no difference if the person's inside or the mice is inside. You can no longer be paided. Says the Gemara, or ask the Gemara, by your papa, knock lebekanya. If somebody's inside Yerushalayim, but it's not, the mice is not on him. He's holding it on a pole. Mahu. Since, do we say that is that still considered mulacha or not? Is it considered as if it's in Yerushalayim or not? Says the Gemara, Amr of Asi, Amr of Yochanan, Ma'aser Sheni Ma'im Sechayav and Love. We know that the halacha is that Ma'aser Sheni may only be eaten in Yerushalayim once it's brought into Yerushalayim. So at what point is it considered that it was brought into Yerushalayim? May say, once it was brought into Yerushalayim, my tama, once it's brought into Yerushalayim, it may not be taken out of Yerushalayim and be eaten outside Yerushalayim. My tama, the pasuk there is speaking about Ma'aser Sheni, and the pasuk says, everywhere we could fulfill the obligation of Lifnei Hashem Techlenu, that it's already in Yerushalayim, then the Issa Karina Bay Leisuch Lech Sherecha, then that Issa kicks in. Where it can't be eaten in Yerushalayim, because it hasn't yet been brought to Yerushalayim. So therefore, we can't fulfill Lifnei Hashem Lekachat Achlena. There is no Isser of Lesucha Lech B'Sherecha, of eating it, that the Isser of eating it Yerushalayim would not be applicable at that point.